Good morning. I'd like to call the Conference Committee on House Bill 137 to order at 8:35 a.m. on May the 10th, 2016. We are in room 208 of the Bill Ray Center, and could I get the Secretary to call the roll for me, please?
Representative Nadia. Representative Tarr.
Here.
Chair Tallarico.
Here.
Senator Stoltz.
Present.
Senator Stevens.
Here.
Chair Giesel.
Here.
Thank you. At our last meeting, we discussed possible solutions, and we requested limited powers of free conference, which were granted May the 5th in the House and May the 6th in the Senate. And my office has prepared a conference committee substitute based on our discussions, and that has been distributed to all the members, and I believe will soon be posted on BASIS. Yeah. Oh, it's already there. Okay. It's posted on BASIS. So, Senator Giesel, could I have a motion to adopt the conference committee substitute as our working document, please?
Mr. Chairman, I move that the conference committee adopt the proposed CS for House Bill 137, version 29LS0625 Quebec, as our working document.
Thank you. Is there any objection? I'm hearing no objection. We have the CS before us, and as we discussed in our previous meeting, the committee substitute is the Senate bill, and it has two changes in it. And that was under our discussion, section 29 has been deleted from the committee substitute. And we've added a new section, section 1, and that requires an annual report regarding the allocation of big game hunting opportunities for both residents and non-residents. And I had worked with the sponsor of the original amendment, and they helped put that together and draft that as well. So we've added that into the committee substitute. And doing so, this required a title change. A resolution, Senate, current resolution 22 has already been authorized, and that's that title change resolution, and it passed both bodies on April the 17th. So the resolution is already in place. And there is a new fiscal note, and it shows that the impact of the new CS will not change the results of the fiscal note at all. And so the CS is in line with the fiscal note that we have. So at this point, I wonder if there any discussion at all on the CS? I believe we distributed the CS to the committee members last Friday, I think electronically, and again last night, I believe. So. Representative Tarr.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I apologize that I didn't bring this up at the earlier meeting. I do want to just say that I did receive some emails about Section 2, which was something added in the Senate on the surcharge. And I think we're not going to address that, but I guess I just thought because it was something added in the Senate, I would just mention that there were a handful of people that had emailed in just, you know, that they didn't like that new fee, I guess is the best way to describe it. but other than that, I didn't hear in between the last meeting and now any concerns about what was discussed or this new amendment. So very comfortable there.
Thank you. Any further discussion? Senator Stevens.
Mr. Chairman, I just want to thank yourself and the co-chair and as well as Senator McGuire, I know, was involved in this rewrite. These unintended consequences happen all the time, and I appreciate the fact that we could respond so quickly and really save an industry that is crucial in my community and hires some 400 people. So thank you for doing that.
Well, thank you very much. And I want to say I really – oh, Senator Stoltz, I'm sorry.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Were there any last meeting we had some discussion about the Board of Game, and I haven't have they provided any formal input on this? I, frankly, what the department said is all fine and dandy, but the Board of Game is the power embodied by that's authorized by the legislature, appointed by the governor, and it's the people's voice. And just want to make sure this isn't a department whitewash, that the Board of Game is actually the operative group involved.
Senator, I haven't had any official documents provided by the board. I did have contact with one board member who had told me that they actually do produce some of the information that will be receiving, that they already have that in production on an annual basis and provide that. I believe they provide it to the department, if I'm not mistaken. And so they didn't see this as adding anything extra to their responsibilities, for sure. I did not get any official documents from them at all.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I guess I'll just reaffirm on the record. I won't be here, but I'll be watching. I hope this is channeled through and a process that's driven by the Board of Game and not by department staff.
Thank you. Any further comments? I would just like to say that the co-chair, Senator Giesel, has been very instrumental I won't say holding my hand through this process, but pretty close to that, and has been incredibly helpful to me. So I really do appreciate all of that. I think it was hard work. It seemed like at some point in time I was the bill sponsor and you were working harder on it than I was. I felt a little guilty. But I do appreciate that both you and your staff were incredible with this. So is there any further discussion? If seeing no further discussion, I would entertain a motion to move the committee substitute, Senator Giesel.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that the Conference Committee for House Bill 137 recommend that the House and Senate adopt the Conference Committee Substitute, version 29LS0625, Quebec, with the Senate fiscal note.
Thank you. The motion before the committee is to send a report to our respective bodies recommending the approval of the Conference Committee Substitute. Would the Secretary call the roll, please?
Representative Nadia, not present. Representative Tarr?
Yes.
Chair Tallarico?
Yes.
For the House, 2VA, Senator Stoltz?
Yes.
Senator Stevens?
Yes.
Chair Giesel?
Yes.
For the Senate, 3A, 0A.
Thank you. And so by a vote of 5-0, the motion passes. If the members could hang here with us just for a minute to sign the report. And thank you very much for your presence and attentiveness. And at this time, at 8:43, we will adjourn. Thank you.